T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, back here on Hour 2 of Sports Talk Special Edition, along with Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister and the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. I'm Christian Garrick. We'll have Abram Smith, our sit-down, me and Mike sat down with him after practice. We'll have that for you in a few moments. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. We talked about Mike Thomas last hour, fellas, being a full participant in team drills. Another thing is you saw him a couple times today competing for footballs and going to the ground, and I think that does nothing but boost his confidence in that ankle. You know, he's doing more and more football acts that you want to see from him, and he's doing it and bouncing back quickly. Deuce, you want to take this?
I want Mike Thomas mad. I want everybody saying he can't do it. I want him to come out there and just be just pissed to go out there and show everybody who doubted him. And he looks good to me. I mean, he's up against a different secondary than he was in 2019. I mean, he's faced Paulson Adebo a couple times today, man. Paulson Adebo's having a hell of a camp. But I think Thomas is right where he needs to be. We don't need to push any harder than we're pushing. Get him in 11-on-11, play him some, but just keep him mad.
Well, and there was one play, Christian, that you're referring to was the fumble. And he had made a catch. And this was probably, you know, a whistle had probably blown, but, you know, he's still running. Offensive guys like to try to say, hey, look, I'm going to go score. And the defensive guys, they want to get the ball out.
Yeah.
And he was kind of being lax with the ball, and they punched it out behind. And what was interesting was he went to the ground, and he wasn't diving on the ball. But one of the players that was around him that he kind of tossed out of the way was Marcus May. You know, and he kind of tossed Marcus out of the way. And I can't remember what defensive player made the recovery
Roby was the one who knocked it out.
Roby knocked it out. But I can't remember who made the recovery.
It was kind of the ball kind of stayed on the ground. It was if this had been a game, we would have been, I hate to say this, we would have been all over Mike Thomas for his effort of getting that football.
Well, no, I mean.
And it's practice.
His effort was okay. I mean, because, like, literally Marcus May was the first guy there that was almost by it, and Mike kind of grabs him, and he slings him out of the way. They both go to the ground, and I can't remember who made the recovery, because there was probably four or five defensive players.
It stayed on the ground a little bit.
Yeah, there was four or five defensive players around it. But one, for Mike, it gets him back into, I know I got to keep it high and tight, because he hadn't been able to do participation where 7-on-7, that's one guy, or 1-on-1, that's one guy that you're beating. Now I've got real pursuit. You know, I've got corners coming, I've got safeties coming, and so it gets him back to where he has a squeeze.
It's a rush, rust, right?
Well, no doubt, you hadn't done it. You hadn't done it in 2 years. And so to get him back into a situation like that, I think that's really good for him. But I also, you know, it shows you that at all times the defense is going to be poking. They're going to be poking at the football. And then the play, one of the plays that you're talking about, it was slot fade was the play that Mike Thomas, he was in the slot. I think he was the number two guy with a trips formation. And Jameis could not have placed it any better. Paulson Adebo played it perfect.
Yep.
Paulson Adebo is right there on the sideline. Mike just couldn't squeeze it. It was almost like he was making a catch and he was going to use the body of Paulson Adebo as far as to catch it either on the helmet or on his back. But Paulson kind of just ran through it, and he wouldn't allow Mike to get, you know, both hands and his feet down in bounds. And that was just – it was a really nice job of coverage by Adebo in that situation, but you see the throw by Jameis was really good. The route by Mike Thomas was really good. It was just a good competitive rep by both guys.
I totally agree, 100%. And here's the difference between this team last year and this team this year. The next play, Paulson Adebo, Chris Olave's running kind of a post.
Deep out.
And it was perfect. Touchdown. I mean, your one play, you lay Adebo with Mike Thomas. Great play. Next play, Olave. And that's the difference in this team. You've got an Olave to do something opposite Mike Thomas.
And here's the thing. Jameis threw that football before Chris Olave made his break.
Right.
That football was already in the air. If that football is 1 second later, it's an interception. I mean, because Adebo had really, really good coverage, mm-hmm. and he undercut it. He tried to undercut it. If he comes up and just makes a tackle, it's not a touchdown. Now, you know, the safety would have probably had to make a play in chase mode, but Jameis threw that pass before Olave even made his break, and it was a really, really nice throw. And you know, that was a play where, hey, look, the DB won the one before. The next play, he lost.
Same DB. I just think, man, and that was a little microcosm of if you just watch those two plays, you're like, wow, man, it's night and day over last year.
The tweet of camp came on day one with Mike Thomas. Your favorite fantasy doctor was wrong. I mean, that's vintage Mike Thomas. That's who he is.
He feeds off of.
Look, he's a player, Deuce, and we've talked about it. You and I have on the air. The greats, they find Michael Jordan, Brady, Breeze. All they find something that's really not there, but they use
they
it
create
as a chip.
It.
Yeah, they create
on the shoulder. Yeah, I create this something. You know, they said I couldn't come back. You know, I see it all the time. People send me messages and tell me I won't be back. People tell me I won't be the same player, you know, and so that's the fuel to the fire for him, even though, yeah, you know, your doctor said you'll be on schedule. You know, he didn't have to go out and tell, mm-hmm. you know, and what's funny is, and you know, it's no knock against some of the doctors, but they don't have access to his scans. Mm-mm. They don't have access to his medical records to actually see exactly where he is as far as in his rehab process. And so I'm not sure which fantasy, because there's two that are really, really popular. So I'm not sure which one that the shot was sent to as far as the yeah. tweet. So it was funny, though.
It was. I was like, all right, camp started. Mike Thomas is back, that's for sure. All right, we'll step away and come back. Abram Smith, he sat down, Saints running back, sat down with me and Mike Haas. This is Sports Talk here, special edition. Deuce McAllister, the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. I'm Christian Garrick. This is WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, back here on Sports Talk, Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister, the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. I'm Christian Garrick. Me and Mike Haas sat down with Saints rookie running back Abram Smith. Here it is.
We are 2 weeks into camp, roughly. How do you feel like you're coming along?
I think I'm coming along great. Just learning more about the details of the plays rather than just the play themselves. Just getting in and out of you know, whether it be a route or just a run scheme. And then, of course, on the special teams, understanding that there's more than what was before. You know, we got the calls in now and trying to see where I can kind of fit in. You know, I did special teams, running back, linebacker, and I'm just trying to fill the roles that are expected of me and that I expect myself to be in.
How much are you picking the brain of Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara, two really good veterans?
Right now, I'm just trying to do the best I can just to do how I feel, kind of running the routes and running whatever it might be just in the run game. And then I come back to them after I run the reps and ask them what they might have seen or, you know, how they might have hit it. Like, I think the other day we were doing one-on-one pass pro, and before we even got out there, I was asking AK how he might, like, you know, shut down a bull rush or how he might shut down a counterback. So I think I'm picking their brains as much as I can, you know, without, you know, being a little bit too annoying to them. But I like to learn and I like to grow.
I'm a big journey guy. I love the journey, and yours is extraordinary. So in your junior year, coaches asked you to move from running back to linebacker. You agreed. By the way, I had three games of double-digit tackles. Mm-hmm. You didn't just fill the spot, right? So, and then you come back your senior season, set a school record, 1,600 yards. And you just talk to the media about how it does help you, because now you see things differently. You see things where, when you're looking at the play, where the linebacker might be, where you would have been, what, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. But that being said, I'm curious, did anybody on the Baylor staff go, hey, dude, I'm sorry, man, we were wrong about moving you to linebacker? We messed that one up.
I did get a couple text messages, you know, and they did congratulate me on a good season. And, you know, that was a lot coming out of them. And at the end of the day, I think my path to get here is, you know, it's a journey that everybody can look back at. There's, you know, kids out there who might change a position that they don't want to be in, but as long as you go out there and do your best and, you know, the best of your abilities, I mean, at the end of the day, you can make it to wherever you want to be.
And I've talked to many players, and especially those who signed post-draft, mm-hmm. and it's all about relationships. And even guys that are moving on beyond this camp, they'll sign with somebody because of a relationship. And Jeff Ireland's a key. From Abilene, kicked at Baylor. So you have this automatic connection that had to have helped.
Mm-hmm. Well, it helped me a bunch, you know, just knowing him and seeing him around practice a couple times. You know, he came over there and talked to us a bunch. I think it was two times he came and talked to us when we had Dave, you know, just came in as a coach, Coach Aranda, sorry. And he came over and talked to us twice. So just speaking to him and knowing that we had that connection with here, with the Saints, a big help when it came to deciding on, you know, where I wanted to be.
And the last question I have is just, you've been in the building, and you've been in the building when it's rocking in the Superdome. The Baylor game, is that the only time you played there? Have you played there before?
No, I've only played there with Baylor. So we played two times. We did the Sugar Bowl twice.
Twice, right.
So Georgia and then Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. But that game, it makes me kind of feel like that environment, not the big game, just not overwhelming to you.
No.
That environment.
No, not at all. Actually, I think I shine the most in that type of environment. I think it just gets me going. I think I have enough juice for a game by myself as is that I can kind of get everybody else going. And just having people, you know, ride and cheer, and I mean, who doesn't love that? And so just being in that atmosphere and just being on that field and just knowing I'm going to be on it again is just, for me personally, just like, I can't wait to get back there.
Have you gotten a chance to experience the unique relationship that this fan base has with this team? Have you had an instance where a fan might have come up to you or said something, any experience at all?
Right now, just whenever I walk into, if I'm wearing my Saints gear or whatever it might be, and I walk into a place to eat, they kind of just automatically know, like, hey, you know, you play football or, you know, whatever it might be, you play for the Saints, and, you know, they're always looking out for you and always trying to help you out. And then the thing for me is just being an undrafted, you know, free agent, and just having people just know my name is actually big time for me. And that makes me more, I guess you'd say, makes this more like home, a more homey feeling than if people just like, oh, it's a rookie, you know, I want somebody else to sign, or I want somebody else to sign my football jersey or whatever it might be. But having everybody want to be a part of your life or having you be a part of their life is actually, for me, is a lot. Like, I take pride in that, and I just take full pride in that. I just enjoy that, and I love that all the time.
How much have you experienced New Orleans? I know you're in training camp and you're focused on football, but New Orleans food in particular, how much have you experienced that?
I've experienced just about a little. I haven't really been out. We kind of just been downtown and or around here. So as a rookie, you kind of just flying around, and you're either here, you're in your room, or you're working out. But downtown life is exactly what I expected it to be. Just being whenever I was here for Baylor, you have a couple free time, a lot of free time to kind of just go around and do whatever it is that you want to do. And but the food here is, you know, what everybody says it is. Like, it's the best, man. And, you know, I'm coming from Texas, you know, barbecue over there, and just coming over here to the occasion. And you just, I mean, good food to good food. Love it all.
What's your favorite Cajun dish or New Orleans cuisine?
What's my favorite Cajun dish or New Orleans cuisine? I honestly, it's so good, I couldn't even tell you. I mean, we kind of just dabble in a lot of things.
You've had some po' boys? You've had some gumbos?
Oysters? I had some po' boys. And then, oh, I had oysters for the first time. Actually, it's actually really good, and I enjoyed that a lot. Would I do it again? I don't know. It kind of freaked me out, but it did taste good.
Why did it freak you out?
Because with the oysters, like, I guess you had to, like, you had to pop it and scrape it or whatever it might have been. And I was sitting, I was just like, all right, man, I don't know if I should trust this, you know? So, but then again, I did that, and I ate it, and it was actually pretty good.
Abram, Mike talked about your switch at Baylor to defense. How much did that also help you on special teams, though? That's your path to this roster.
It helped me a bunch, just being on defense, you know, being the, I guess really just what my mom always told me, and I tell people this all the time, is just being, you know, the hammer, not the nail. It's just knowing that if I can do the hitting, then my body won't hurt as much. So just knowing that people are going to, they're going to spot out and point out, like, oh, he's physical. You know, he can run down there and knock somebody out on kickoff or on punt, or hold somebody up on punt rush, or, you know, be an off returner for kickoff return or whatever it might be. Just my whole, I guess, defensive transition helped me a bunch on special teams just for that aspect of hitting and being physical.
How do you feel about your pass protection skills?
I think my pass protection skills are well. Definitely need some work, just in terms of hand placement and moving my feet. And that's something that, you know, we're working right now in practice, and we're getting better at every day. And, you know, you go back in the film, you kind of just get critiqued until eventually you're going to get it right, you're going to get it perfect. But I know for right now, when I get my hands on somebody, I can shut it down. It's just the fact of getting your hands on them and shutting it down, getting that first initial punch, rather than letting them put their hands on you first.
Abram, thanks for the time. Certainly, we appreciate it. And best of luck throughout camp, all right?
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Take care.
Thank you.
Brisket's gonna be
Abram Smith.
That was Missouri I was talking about.
Yeah,
I was selling
the brisket's gonna be different.
We were talking about brisket.
Yeah,
from being from Texas, I spent some time in West Texas. I told him, hey, the brisket's gonna be a little different.
Yeah, barbecue over there in Texas, but we like our seafood down here in South Louisiana.
Dude, he ate an oyster.
I don't mean
a shelled oyster. He had to shell it.
He had to shuck it.
He had to shuck it, and he was like,
"Well,
you know,
I need
I was
to
a
ask."
Little worried at first, but after that, it did okay.
I wanted to follow up with, where are you eating oysters that you got to shuck them yourself? Because, you know, any other place, they come already shucked. That was Abram Smith, Saints running back. We'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, back here on Sports Talk, Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst, the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. I'm Christian Garrick. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Joined by a surprise guest, Deuce, I know you know this young man well. I do, too, for the last 10 or so years. We've seen him around the Saints facilities and also at Saints games, et cetera. Tyler Miller, who is the son of the executive director of communications for the Saints, Doug Miller, who, by the way, is in his 32nd NFL season. My goodness. But Tyler is an aspiring communications guy, potentially getting into broadcasting. Tyler, you're introduced to it quite well, being able to see what your father does for a living, that's for sure.
Yeah, how are you? I mean, I was raised around it every single day for 20 years, and it's interesting to me, and I think it's interesting to anyone that would see it up close and personal, because you see the NFL through a whole new light, and you see past just what a regular fan sees on the field, sure. And you see what goes on within an organization and how there's more than just the 46 guys that are on the field. And it's eye-opening, to say the least, but it's wonderful. It's wonderful. There's no other way to put it, really.
You got more bass in your voice than I do.
What was the most important thing you did today at practice? That you did it twice. You could say it's okay.
Well, I got illegal Gatorades, I guess you could say.
They're not illegal. There's no law.
No, I guess there's no law, but
you didn't break
any laws. I got some frowned upon Gatorades. How's that?
You got two Gatorades, one for Christian and one for me.
Yeah, we were
getting ready to interview.
We were
going to
throw
Smith.
You under the bus had we gotten yelled at, you know.
Right. So I was going to say, I don't even know who that kid is, but I didn't ask.
He was close for by the Gatorade card.
He just brought me one. I was like,
yeah, he got one and
but see, Tyler, Deuce, that man can, you know, because of what he's was a part of in that organization, he can do some things that me and Mike can't, just simply.
Well, Christian, you better know where you're at as well when you try to do some of that as well. So
yeah.
I don't want to say you choose your spots wisely, but there were situations, and I know there will be with Coach Allen as well. I didn't want to be around Sean in certain situations. I wasn't going to let Sean, you know, see me over there talking to the players while they were in the middle of a practice. That'll be the same situation with D.A. At some point this year, when you're supposed to be behind the white line, I'm going to be behind the white line mm-hmm. or all the way back just because you know how important it is. Tyler, I want to ask you. We don't see the behind-the-scenes part, you know, as far as maybe from a family member being in the NFL. Talk about what it's like to say, man, I hadn't seen my dad for, you know, this morning, maybe when I got up this morning, but he won't be in at 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, you know, and for you, particularly when you were younger. Talk about how, you know, it's almost like it's a single family home, even though it's two parents in the home and the sacrifices that not only the kids, but your mom, the parents make as well.
Well, for the longest of times, it is just my mother and my sister and I. And that's just kind of how it is. And that's just kind of what I've accepted. And that's what holidays are like, too. It's like Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, just all of those during football season. He could be on the road in any city in the country. And so is it different? Yeah, but it's what I know. So seeing what my friends did and how they would talk about, I don't know, going to a Saints game. That was kind of normal for me because just what he does. It's
Tyler,
it's an experience.
You're at ULL, right? And you're studying communications?
Public relations.
Public relations, okay. So you're entering your sophomore year?
Yes.
Well, look, you've got a really good understanding of it, I think, so far, just because of you know, the tutelage from your father, but what's something that since you got in college that you didn't know about public relations that you learned?
Or communications.
Communications, yeah. I put you on the spot too much?
Yeah, just learning how to write better. That was, and that's not even necessarily just communications. That went into the English classes that I took. I mean, just hearing what other people have to say, and this is in the real world too, but it's hearing the the wisdom that
word's not often used in this room. We can understand why. Think of it. Don't worry.
You see,
about
none
that.
Of us were able to just jump out there for you and help you.
Wisdom. That's right.
Wisdom in here? Yeah. I don't know about that one, but yes.
Pick the wrong group.
Yeah. I don't know about wisdom here, but I understand.
But no, it's the wisdom that everyone above me has to offer and really taking it in. It's great for me because, you know, I'm only 20 years old, whereas you guys have 20, 30 plus years on me. Why wouldn't I sit there?
You calling us old?
Yeah,
he is. Exactly. It's all good, though.
I've been called worse things.
You too.
So,
yeah,
but it's okay. I got a question for you, too, though. With your age and how technology has changed so much, does it seem easier, even though you want to use some of that wisdom that you may pick up, but you could also, you know, there's a lot easier way to do this. You know, they have this device or they have this.
I can
this,
just look
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, this system where you don't have to do it that way. Mm-hmm. You know, do you find yourself in certain situations like that as well?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, technology is a great thing, right?
Deuce, when you were asking who the Jets DC was, we went to a break. He already had it out. He already had the phone out, right. Already had the answer.
Oh, yeah, you guys had said something else, too, and you were like, who was this? And I was like, I'm going to go look it up. Yeah. And that's the great thing. It's right at the internet is in our hands. It's in our pocket. You know what I mean? But there's some things that you just can't learn off the internet that you got to learn from people. And it's words like that. You know what I mean? And
it's repetition.
Exactly.
If I show you a list of 10 players and their stats and I just give it to you, I cut and paste it into your, you know, your Word document, you ain't learned nothing. It's there in front of you, but trust me, I've been there. You got to write them and you got to write them again and write them again and write them again. So you're right. It's a great tool, but that's all it is. It's a tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just because it's at your fingertips doesn't mean it's the best thing for that situation, you know what I mean? I'd definitely rather sit here and listen to you gentlemen talk because you have more knowledge about the sport than I do. I mean, you played for how many years?
Eight officially as far as in the NFL, but yeah.
His whole life.
Yeah, I mean, and so when I don't count. I mean, you count high school and college, but you know, it's a part of it. It definitely it plays a part in it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's on a topic where you know a significant amount more than I do. Why wouldn't I sit here and listen to you? And that's a blessing.
That's the growth.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
That's the growth.
And so while I'm this young, I'm here to learn and I'm here to grow. You know what I mean?
That's what it's about. Approach. Be willing to learn and grow. Don't think you know everything. A lot of young men and women that try to get into this profession that we're in, they want it too quickly. They think that, you know, it should be given to them, and that's a good approach to have. And listen, lean on your father, all right? Man, you talk about wisdom, and in particular in public relations and communications, and I'm not just saying that because he's in a room. I've known your dad for a long time, and he's a great professional. And you know, he's always fair with us, and he you know, sometimes I know this because I think everybody, all of us can relate to this. Man, when I was your age, I thought my dad was like, he don't know nothing, right? I went through with my oldest son, 23, and when he was 16, 17, 18, 19, he thought I was the dumbest dude on the planet. But just recognize that, you know, your dad offers a lot of wisdom. He just does.
Yeah, he has a lot experience. To offer. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, sophomore, then what? You got your course schedule for this year yet?
Yeah. I've just knocking out some more gen ed classes.
That would be generation education.
General education.
Listen to me. Generation.
Good. I guess generation.
There's my slip up. I apologize. That's the general.
It happens.
So what's your take on training camp so far?
I first of all, just being out there, it's an experience and it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, having to come inside today, not the greatest, but hey, it's a little breather from the heat, you know what I mean? But being out there and seeing the guys move around and Mike Thomas come back and seeing Tyran in person for the first time, that's really it gives you a reason to be excited. You know what I mean? You see these guys and you see Mike and you see that he's getting back healthy and you know that you're going to have him back out there on the field. It's a confidence booster. You feel better about this team when you see these guys out there, you know, busting their tails every day. Guys, and I keep coming back to Michael Thomas, can you tell I'm a fan?
Well, you were at camp last year, right? Were you at camp doing kind of similar situation?
No, I was only able to come to camp once last year.
Oh, okay, but I mean, training camp was a different aura.
Yeah, totally.
It was like P-Rob, retire, Onyemata, six games, Will Lutz, Mike Thomas. I mean, it was, you know, it was, but this year, it's just a different feeling. Right?
It feels normal.
It does.
It feels
exactly.
Normal.
Keep
we're
it quiet.
A sense of
that's
right.
Keep it quiet.
All right. Knock, 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 knock. Tyson and I are too superstitious, man. We almost didn't talk last year during extra points and field goals. It would just go, Robert Carroll would go, well, somebody say something. And we're like, I'm not saying anything, man.
Tyler, one more unsolicited piece of advice I would give you if you stay on this path, in particular if you get into television, radio, print. Ignore your critics. Ignore them. Don't, you know, you're going to have them. So don't let it get on. You got to have thick skin. You know, don't let it bother you. It comes with it. You know, it comes with the territory. Got to have thick skin.
Absolutely.
Deuce will tell you that. Hoss will tell you that.
Yep. I grew up in an era when it wasn't Twitter and all that stuff where people could just wail away at you.
Right away.
Just take shots at you.
So now that I get wailed away at, I'm glad I got a thick skin, but you know, before. So yeah, you'll be fine. You're in a
good So I gotta get some thick skin.
You have a great foundation
saying.
And you can do whatever you want to do, man.
Well, just, I appreciate that.
It's wide open.
You know, I wanna and I was talking to you a little earlier about humility, and one of the things that I still remember this Deuce from when we were on 1350, you and I, you had just retired or recently retired within the previous 3 or 4 years. You filled in for us on one of our shows. It was during the Saints golf tournament. And I was blown away, and I shouldn't have been, but I was blown away by the popularity of Deuce McAllister here locally. And I got to appreciate it when I was a sideline reporter nationally, how recognized and beloved this guy is. And I asked him, I said, do you ever get tired of taking the pictures and signing autographs? And I believe I'm quoting you correctly. He said, I would get annoyed or tired if they're not asking, because that means you're not relevant.
At some point, that will be the case. You know, at some point, that will be the case. And, you know, just for me, that may be the only time that young man, that young woman, that child gets to see you. That may be the only time that they get to interact and see you. And so that's the least, you know, particularly when it's, I can understand if you're with your family, you're out to dinner, that, you know, that's a little bit different. But if you're not tied up and doing something, that may be the only time that individual person gets to see you. So it's the least that you can do.
Tyler, thank you, man. Hope you enjoyed your time. And did your mom listen?
I hope so. Mom, hi.
You could say her name.
Smart, 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 smart kid.
Thank you guys for having me.
You bet. All right, we'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Coming up next hour, Deuce's Wild, Deuce's takes on Saints training camp. Also, sounds from Saints training camp, brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank. Has it started to feel like Groundhog Day yet?
Yeah, about 3 or 4 days ago. I mean, when you start to lose what day it is, that's when you know. And then, all right, yeah, the players get off on Sunday, but it's almost like it's a reset for you in a sense, but come Tuesday or Wednesday, it's like, what's today?
Yeah.
And then, like, particularly, like, keeping up with the date definitely gets lost. but like the days, they get lost as well.
What does your body feel like at this juncture in camp? Before first preseason game, what does your body feel like?
Me as a former player or me as a player? I mean, so both aren't very good at this point. But as a player, this is where you talk about where Coach Allen, he has to make sure that they can evaluate players, but they do a good job of already giving certain players off. You know, every 3 days, every fourth day, a veteran, you're going to be off. You have to continue to do that, but they're still in the evaluation. So he can't completely say, all right, instead of going 2 hours and 15 minutes at practice, we're just going to go an hour and 30 minutes. I think even today may have been the longest individual period that they had. And you're like, what do you mean? Well, they combined a lot of different drills into one, and that's one, to make sure that everybody knows what they're doing, but two, maybe not so much physical, but it's also like some guys need the reps. Some guys need the reps. And so from an individual standpoint, yes, you can go and work your defensive line together, your offensive line together. They can do certain plays together. But that defensive line, now they can go over and walk through or at least jog through with the complete defense. Today, I think, seemed like the longest individual period that they've had. And that's kind of a break for a player, yeah. If that makes sense. I mean, yeah. Because individual, man, it might be 45 minutes, but I don't have to go and hit somebody. You know, it's running the bags. It's going through certain drills. It's going over certain plays. And so it's a lot better from a player standpoint of having to go and bang every play. So, I mean, there's pros and cons to it.
I'll tell you this. I followed Chris Herndon, the new tight end. So he played with the Jets in Minnesota. He'd been around the league. Played with Alvin Kamara at Norcross High School when he was a junior and Alvin was a senior. So after his first practice, now they are, you know, the team's 10 days in, and I was going to the indoor facility to get post-practice, and I followed him in, and he looked like me walking into out of practice. You could just – his legs were just, you know, it's a grueling effort out there. And he, you know, I don't know what he's been doing the last 10 days, but I was just like, it just shows you. Man, that's what they do out there every day, all day.
Especially on that surface, the indoor surface.
No, this was outdoor practice.
Yeah, I've heard.
I was just like, I felt for him. I was like, I don't know the guy. I just want him. It looked like me on just a normal Tuesday.
one of the things that they tell you, and whether it's indoor or outdoor, the cold tub, getting friend. in that ice tub, you got to do it. You may not want to do it, you know, it becomes mental a little bit, but if you want to bring your legs back to life, you got to go get in that ice. You got to get in there 10 minutes, 12 minutes, and you can go jump in the hot tub, you know, the warm water right after it, and you can do the contrast, but after every practice, you know, it's almost required that you got to get in there 10 minutes, 12 minutes, and, you know, go bite the towel, whatever you got to do to until it's numb to you, in a sense. But that's the only way you're going to get your legs back.
I know
the
this
only
is,
way.
I know
is
this
that is... running back or everything?
Everybody, really.
Really?
Wow.
Everybody, really.
Now I know why I played golf in college.
I know this is a dramatic shift, but I was watching today in team Peyton Turner against Trevor Penning, and I don't know if you saw this, but the technique. First off, Peyton Turner won the rep, and it was a clear one. The push and pull technique, basically he'd pull and then discard Trevor Penning, and it was, I think, a humbling rep for Trevor because you kind of tell he's looking like, what just happened right there? Like, how'd that happen?
Well, and one thing, he was able to – he got his hands inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was able to get his hands inside, and then the other thing, as far as an offensive lineman, you're off balance. And so now I don't have control of my own body, and now he's winning. You know, Norman is a lineman. It's a lot of different techniques that you want to, you know, and maybe show hands late. I want to see what move you're doing or you have for me, so I may show my hands late to you. I mean, because now it's almost like karate where you're fighting hand-to-hand combat, you know, and I can swipe, what is it, Mr.
Wax
Miyagi?
On, wax
wax
off.
Wax on, wax off, you know, and it's almost like hand-to-hand fighting, but you have to marry it with some footwork as well. And so with the group that he is going up against, he will learn a ton. He will learn a ton just because every individual has a different style. I mean, you're going to get speed to power. You're going to get long arm. You're going to get dip. You're going to be able to get a rip. You know, they'll give you the crossover move where they're getting upfield and they cut underneath. And then normally, you know, they'll be able to bend their shoulder and you won't have anything to hit. I mean, but you won't find a better group of defensive ends to go against as far as not only in practice but throughout the NFL.
It also shows you the growth of Peyton Turner and his repertoire as a pass rusher.
He had to add some stuff.
Yeah. I mean, he was powerful. He was strong, but you're seeing different techniques, and that's the – I've talked to Cam enough times to know that that's the evolution of a pass rusher. These guys are so good. If you only show them one move, two moves, they're going to kick your butt every time.
If your only move is speed, I got you.
Yeah, or power. Most of them.
Well, if your only move is power, all I got to do is sink.
Yeah.
Once I know I engage, all I got to do is sink you.
Yeah. So just that's another encouraging sign, because I think Peyton Turner is quietly having a pretty good camp as well. I think he's there's some growth there that you can see. All right, coming up next hour, Deuces Wild, brought to you by Rouse's Markets. Order online for convenient curbside pickup. Also, sounds from a training camp brought to you by the Sound Banking of First American Bank. Two down, one more to go. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text lines are open. Greg in Mississippi, I promise, I know that you're there. We're going to get you. You will lead off next hour. I got a couple of lines open, though, at 504-260-1870. He's Deuce McAllister, all-time great for the New Orleans Saints, the voice of the Saints. Mike Haas, I'm Christian Garrick. Once again, our phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Still to come, you're going to hear from head coach Dennis Allen and several players as well. Practice today in the books. And they're off tomorrow, back at it on Monday. And then a week from today, our first preseason game, Mike. You'll be calling a preseason game pretty much.
We'd be in the pregame show now.
Yeah, we would be in the pregame show. So it's crazy. And for me, I said this earlier off the air, once you get to that first preseason game, it flies. It kind of drags until you get to that preseason game. But after that, man, you're talking about roster cut down day. It seemingly, it feels like in 3 days.
It does go fast, believe me. All of it.
Yeah, you experienced it quite well last year. Sports Talk rolls on here on a special edition of Sports Talk on Saints Radio WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.